Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood, tips and tricks,
products we love,
and brands that we can't live without. Let's get into it.
Zozo!
I'm literally sitting down with a lovely cup of tea, just feeling so pleased that I'm talking to my best mate. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm actually sitting next to a toy tea set, wishing it was a real one.
The life that we lead.
I know, exactly. If only it had real tea in it, that would be lovely.
Or booze, that would be nice.
Yeah, booze, exactly.
How's your week been?
How's my week been? Yeah. My week's been okay. We're still, like, obviously renovating the house, which is really hard being at home. But I think most people are just meeting up with friends and stuff again now a lot more. So today we were out, just went for like a walk, and then some of Axel's mates from his preschool came into the garden. And what else? Well, like this weekend we saw some friends, had some drinks. Oh my god, had the most expensive takeaway I've ever had in my life.
Was that from you know where? I saw it on your Instagram.
Yes.
Worth every penny though. Do you know what? I've been doing that when I've been coming out of work. I've been ordering sticks and sushi into my office and then taking it home. But it's like £70 or £80 worth of sushi. And I'm like, I can't afford this.
So this takeaway was £240.
Oh, God, that's ridiculous.
I wasn't in charge of ordering. I didn't know this at the time. But I asked James after, because a woman arrived in hot pants in a branded smart car to deliver it.
Do you think she charged 180 grand?
Probably. Yeah, probably. Definitely. But do you know what? It was really nice to just do something. Yeah. I mean, that's not normal, but, you know, just like do something normal.
It's a date. It was a date.
Yeah, exactly. It was really nice. And I think getting out and seeing friends, even though most of the time it's still with the kids, it's really making a difference. Really making a difference.
You know what? As well, I think for the two of you, or you know, for your relationship, you have to do that. Forget about the cost. It can cost 20 quid. You can get a 2-for-1 meal from, you know, Tesco's, and that's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Whatever it is about making time for the two of the two people who are in the relationship to sit down away from the kids, get them in bed, and actually talk over a meal that you haven't necessarily cooked. That whole thing is a delight, isn't it?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of parents at the moment who now are getting to the stage where they really, really need that space. Like James and I, James has got a date to go back to training, which is only in a couple of weeks' time. And then he's got a date for when he'll obviously be fully back. And we were just talking about getting away for a couple of nights, just the two of us, because otherwise we're just going to get back into the rat race again. And we're not going to get the chance.
And obviously the pubs and bars and restaurants open tomorrow.
Have you got plans to go?
No, I actually think it's going to be a bit of a shit show for the first couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I'm slightly terrified. Like I sort of want to be there, like at the front of the mosh pit, like,
the mosh pit.
Get your tits out. But I am not. I'm going to stay away just for a bit, because I don't know. I just kind of want to let everybody calm down a little bit. And then maybe in 3 or 4, saying that, you'll probably see me on Sunday strolling into a Wetherspoons. Hello, fine sir, a pint of your finest ale, please. I don't know yet. Not at the moment. We've got a friend's birthday, which is happening on the 25th or 26th of July, and that's kind of going to be our night out.
First night back out into the real world.
Yeah, and we might even stay away in a hotel for the night in London.
Oh, nice. I think that's what a lot of us are going to be doing, aren't we? Just having like the odd night away here and there. How's everything been going in your house with you and Doz?
Yeah, I was literally about to ask you the same question.
Ah.
It's been really good. We are communicating better than we ever have done. And I think that's what lockdown has done for us. You know, there's obviously been those moments where we've completely lost our shit and stormed out nowhere, hidden in the downstairs loo or like, you know, the kids' room. But actually overall, I'm quite proud of how we've sort of evolved as a couple. Like, it's definitely come with its ups and downs. For me, I can vocalize my stresses. Dozer goes quiet. And then when I ask him if he's okay, he goes, "Stop asking me if I'm okay." And I'm like, I feel like that's quite a male trait actually, because we're over communicators, aren't we? And they are generally, they would rather hold their cards a bit closer to their chest. And it's only after we push and push and push and push and push, have a blazing round, they then go, "Actually, I'm quite stressed about work."
I do find that. Do you know what? James is moody. James is like a really moody person. And anyone who listens to the podcast will know exactly what, who knows him will know exactly what I mean. He's Jekyll and Hyde. He is really happy, really like, you know, jokes, all the jokes, really smiley, or he'll basically just frown at you.
He's a toddler.
He's just like a toddler. And I've sort of learned this, you know, like over the years, but I've never had to spend that much time with him. So I've learned that. And, you know, like my parents know that now. You know, if he walks in and he looks cross, it's nothing personal.
They just leave him alone.
Yeah, we just leave him be. He just, you know, has a little strop and he gets over it. But being with him 24/7, my tolerance of that has diminished. I can't tolerate it in like long periods of time. And I'd say at the beginning of lockdown, probably the first 4 weeks, we've never had so many rows ever in our whole life. I mean, it was awful, absolutely awful. We probably had, I don't know, I reckon 10 blazing rows.
The big ones, the really big ones.
The really big ones where you Google divorce lawyer, those ones.
If you're listening and you're thinking, what are these two on about? We decided today that we wanted to have a chat around relationships, around sex, around date nights, how to keep things going in the relationship, because everybody has been through a really tricky, like Georgia says, 4 months. You've been with your partner nonstop in a scenario which has been completely abnormal. You know, loads of things will have come up for your relationship. If you were that couple that always booked in to have date night, to go out to a restaurant to get away, you won't have been able to do that. So it's definitely going to have come, you know, with some tricky points, I imagine. So we thought, you know what, we'll have a really open and honest conversation about our relationships today and about our sex lives. We won't ask Georgia directly what, you know, how many times a week do you have sex, Georgia? It's none of your business.
Because she won't answer.
None of your business. But we thought it would be really nice to just have a no holds barred chat, didn't we?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, I have Googled divorce lawyer quite a few times in lockdown, even just to leave it up on the computer so that he might get a bit scared. Didn't really work.
Some people leave like erotica and George leaves divorce lawyers' numbers. Brilliant. I feel like I've been on a bit of a huge journey when it comes to our relationship, because obviously after having Kit, I had another, you know, do you say vaginal or vaginal birth?
I don't know. Let's go for, whatever. We know what it means, don't we?
Through the ooze.
Yes.
So, and after that happened, you know, there were definitely some complications going on there for me. I've spoken about the problems with my pelvic floor, but I obviously had a really nasty tear as well. The first time was an episiotomy. The second time was a tear, which didn't heal very well. And I experienced a lot of pain during sex, a lot of pain. And it was like I was sort of going through the motions because I knew that it's important for a relationship to keep connected physically. But actually, enjoyment levels, not really there for me for a long time. And it's taken me a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of healing, a lot of acceptance to kind of know, well, this is the new me now. The body looks different, you know.
the vagina feels different, the sex feels different. And so I feel like Dozer and I are actually exploring a whole new level of the usness together, because we're figuring stuff out again. Like, I actually feel like I've got time to have an orgasm, want to have an orgasm, putting myself first to have an orgasm. Before, I was always like, oh, let's just do it really quickly and I'm fine, don't worry about me. I don't know if you ever sort of feel like that, but sometimes you're always thinking about things that you've got to do around the house, phone calls that you need to make, can you hear the baby crying? It's like, it's just not a very sexy moment.
No, I think it's really difficult to switch off. Like, I find it really, really difficult just to, yeah, let go of anything else that's going on and just focus on, like, us. I mean, I find that difficult. I'm obviously at a slightly different stage. Like, Kit's, what, just over 2? Yeah. Gigi's just turned 1. So we've just come through the really difficult part where, do you know what, for me, it wasn't even physically. Like, I didn't have a particularly bad labour with Gigi and the recovery was good. But it was more just, I guess, mentally, I just had too much going on. I just wasn't really very interested. And I think James was happy to get back going again quite soon after. But I just wasn't really that bothered. And I can't really put my finger on the reason. Like, I guess
about that.
Yes, of course. Yeah, at the beginning, no. And I think he probably felt a bit pushed out, I guess. But we had, you know, we had a baby, we moved house, you know, we did a lot in that, you know, in those first 6 months. Mm. And I think my head was just never really in it. But as you say, like lockdown, although we're sleeping on bunk beds and sharing a room and we're doing a house renovation, it actually has forced us in the evenings to talk to each other and be with each other. Even if we're just talking about, I don't know, talking about the house and we're both interested in it. And I just guess reconnecting and... Yeah, I think I was just going to say, after Googling divorce lawyer multiple times, we've sort of come full circle now.
Yeah, that's good.
And now we like each other again. So that was good.
We actually did a podcast back in May where we spoke to a sexual function doctor called Dr. Anand Patel, who was incredible. And we talked, you know, kind of in full circle about what happens to a woman when they go through labor, all of the feelings of anxiety afterwards about getting, you know, back on the horse. People go for their 6-week check and then they're told, oh yeah, no, you're fine, you just get back to it, and inside you're sort of screaming, I don't know how to, and I'm mentally not ready, and physically everything's sore. And you know, it's a really brilliant listen, isn't it? Because it was kind of, you know, talking about the fact that penetration suddenly doesn't appeal particularly in certain people, and that actually, you know, a baby's come out of there, so why would you want to put anything there? I mean, like, I definitely went through that as well. But actually there's other forms of pleasure, and that you can really, you know, start by communicating. If you're listening to this podcast and you're nodding going, I don't know where to start, it's a conversation, isn't it? Just
Do you know what, it's so true, because if you're not open about it, that's when the resentment builds up. And I think that's how James felt. He felt a bit like, well, you're doing everything else for everyone else, you know. You're doing this with the baby and you're doing that with work and you're doing this for Axel and you're doing this for your mum and you're doing this, but what about me? Yeah. And I think as soon as he kind of understood how I felt, and, you know, if you've been up in the night and your body's been through a lot and you're trying to focus on other things, sometimes stuff has to, sometimes that's things like your relationship do take a little bit of a, you know, just a step back and a bit. And that's actually okay. Mm. As long as you talk about it so that both of you know what's going on and no one feels like left out and pushed to the side.
And there's absolutely things that your partner can do for you to make you feel more comfortable with who you are now. You know, for me, it was about, I think, exploring different things, and it was more of like a mental thing for me. It was more about letting go and accepting and that allowing myself, even as a mum, even though I give to everybody else, like you just said, G, there has to be a sexual pleasure for me that is mine, and I'm allowed it and I'm owed it and I deserve it. And I think I forgot that And once I sort of said that to Dawes and sort of vocalized it for myself, it was like a massive weight off my shoulder. Because isn't it a funny thing that you can be married to this person or, you know, live with this person, have a child with this person, but actually talking to them about sex is like, oh, I'm just not sure.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, you don't want to. You don't want to hurt feelings. You don't want to, I don't know, put too much pressure on it. Yeah, it is weird, isn't it? Because we talk about everything else.
Yeah.
But. Yeah.
And you also don't want them to stop looking at, well, I'm not putting words in everybody's mouths, but for me, it was like, I didn't want him to stop looking at me as a sexual being. I still wanted him to want me, but I couldn't go through with it completely. So I still wanted him to look at me that way, but I didn't look at myself that way. Does that make sense?
No, I completely agree. Because that's for me, that's how it is. So unless I'm happy and comfortable in my own skin, then I'm not interested in James looking at me in that way. Like, I just think, well, why would you? Like, you know, I don't like what I see, so why would you? And it's breaking that down.
And where are you now with that? Like, when you look
at, I feel a lot better, actually. Yeah, I feel a lot better. I still don't feel like 100%. You know what's so annoying, and I know I shouldn't do it, and I do it, and it's wrong. You know, I don't know if you did it as well. You compare. Well, after Axel, at this point, I was in Marbella, and I was comfortable in a bikini. This time, after a year, I would never dream of doing that. It's all that, isn't it? It's ridiculous, and I know it's so silly, but I do think, I mean, I know for me it's important, and I wish it wasn't.
It's how you know we always say it's not about how you look, but it's about how you feel. And you know, you may have felt your most comfortable in your whole entire life at a size 14,
exactly.
You may have looked in the mirror at a size 8 and thought, oh, it's not for me, or you know, it just depends on what your gauge is and how you feel. We always talk about how you feel, where the confidence comes from within. And I think I'm going to feel a lot better when I've had my boobs done. I'm just going to throw it out there. And I've been thinking about it for a long time now. I'm saving up for now. And I feel like that is something that has gone in, that's got, you know, 2 years I've been thinking about this now since Kit. And I just feel that will give me a little bit of extra voosh when I look in the mirror, because one of them won't look like, you know, an empty bag of sand.
Yeah, no,
what it looks like. Oh, empty bag of sand, you know, just like a really sad, droopy, wet packet of sand.
That's it. Oh,
don't. We can laugh at it. We're going to do a Q&A now, aren't we?
Let's get to some questions. Absolutely.
Do you want to kick us off?
Do you want to kick us off? But I absolutely can. How have you the time and energy for sex?
Oh, gosh, what a question. You don't? No. The time and energy for sex has to be created by you, because at the end of the day, when you've got the kids in bed and you've done the dinner and you've done 20 loads of washing and everything else that you've done throughout the day, you're not going to want to feel like it. My advice to anybody that wants to do it is get the kids in bed before you've done anything else, have a quick shag. I just think that is the time, because if you leave it any later and it creeps on to 9-10 o'clock at night, it's never going to happen. You'll go, oh, do you know what, we'll just do it tomorrow and it'll be fine, we'll do it tomorrow, and then the same thing happens. So if you can't find any time before that moment, get the children down and do it.
Get to it.
What do you think?
I think energy wise I always feel better if I've, like, you, in fact, you told me to do this. Yes. Have a shower, wash the day off. That has really changed things for me. Yes. I feel so much better. I feel so much better because after I put the kids in bed and I've probably like been crawled all over and like I've had food chucked at me at dinner time, and then I go and put them in bed and I just think, I feel gross. If I then go and have a shower, or like I quite often go for a run in the evening, don't I? So I'll go for a run and then I'll have a shower. I feel like a new woman. I feel much better and I have loads more energy.
That's brilliant.
Not every day, but you know, some days.
Yeah, no, that's great, G. I love that. That's really good. That's
washing the day off. I love that. It was from you. I loved it.
Wash the day away. This one makes me sad. Since having our children, we haven't had sex and we're fighting a lot. Feel disconnected. Well, firstly, you are not alone, and everybody goes through those feelings. So we hear you and we're with you. and we completely understand. I think there's quite a few questions there that is difficult because we can't talk to you directly. But, you know, is there a particular reason why you haven't had sex? Is it something that you've gone through during your labor that makes you feel that you can't? Are you experiencing pain? Do you not feel sexy anymore? Does he not want to have sex or she not want to have sex anymore? So I think the first thing is, you don't have to have sex to feel connected, but being physical in some form is the best form of like the reconnection for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I was gonna say, if there's no like, you know, physical, mental barriers going on and it is just feeling, you know, feeling a bit disconnected, I think sometimes when you don't do it, it seems like a bigger thing.
Yeah.
And if you just do it, then I think sometimes, maybe the first time you do it after you've been rowing and all that, it might not be amazing. But then I think the more you do it, the more you want it. And then you get back into that cycle and then maybe the arguments drift off and then you feel more connected again. I don't know. I think there is something. I do it myself. I just can't be bothered. I can't be bothered. I can't be bothered. I'll put it off, put it off. Don't want to do it. Don't want to do it. Don't feel like it. And then as soon as I do it, I feel like, oh yeah, that's why. Great. That's why you do it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
totally. Joe actually said to us on the podcast that we did together that everything starts from a kiss.
Yeah.
And I really liked that because kissing can be really, really sexy. Like if you, you know, and sometimes you have sex and you're like, well, hang on, I'm feeling a bit like Julia Roberts here where I don't kiss on the mouth, you know, like let's get snogging. Let's do that side of it. That French kiss. It's like, it's so special.
So yeah, it's funny.
Start with that.
I think you always think like snogging is like, I don't know, like a teenage thing or a thing when you first meet, like snogging. But actually, snogging's quite good.
Snogging's great.
Next one, how to make scheduled sex sexy.
I love this. King of scheduled sex. Poor lad. He's like, this is whoever sent us that. We're not saying names today, but this is classic. He'll say to me, so soon as we got the shopping away, hey? And then he'll do that and I'll go, what does that mean? And he'll go, you know, and I'll go, I really don't. I hope you don't mean what I think you mean, because this is the most unsexy moment of my life. And then I'll go, stop scheduling in. He'll go, oh, not to schedule it in, but I'm just saying, so listen, scheduled sex is not sexy most of the time, but you can say to them, if they're saying to you, right, listen, 7:10, we're going to go for it. Just say, don't say it anymore. Just say it maybe at the beginning of the day and then you know it's always there. And then when that moment comes, you're like, it doesn't matter that somebody's pointed it out to you, somebody, your partner, you just go for it like it's a fresh idea.
You're
hanging on about it, that you're like, okay, look, I'd rather have sex with a pillow than have
I'd rather eat Gigi's poo right now than that. Or do you know what I was gonna say? Maybe you don't need to call it scheduled sex, you just call it like, I don't know, if you want to allocate an evening or you're allocating time, you just know that that is your date night or your whatever. And then maybe you can, I don't know, send texts to each other if you're not in the same place.
Like Titty Tuesdays or Willy Wednesdays.
Wow, Zoe, how did you just reel all those off?
What do you think I do with my week? I basically got a chart on the wall. Oh, it's Titty Tuesday, shit, it's my turn. No, that's a good idea, Jay. Call it something else.
I guess we all have to schedule in some kind of date night or whatever at the moment. So yeah, it's just about when you've not got the kids, I guess.
Yes, I agree. How does one find the energy after a long day with the kids or work? How can it be more fun? This question I love. Do you want to go first?
Oh, Christ. You go for it.
More fun. So for me, it's all about just changing a few things up. So whether it's like in the morning, like I've got like 4 pairs of knickers, which are like the racy knickers. And they're the ones that are, I mean, they're not particularly comfortable. It's almost like some sort of like black breaker. But I know that I'm wearing them. I know that I've got them on, and Dozer doesn't know. So it might be at the end of the day, I might just like give him a little flash of like the G-string or whatever and just be like, hey, that doesn't sound sexy either, does it? But like, I'm wearing them. And he's got like a visual. Like sometimes I'll even just like show like a proper bit of flesh and be like, and whip them down and then whip them. I mean, I know it sounds ridiculous, but they do love stuff like that. And
They do. They're like proper, they're still teenagers, aren't they? They're still teenage boys inside. So they do. Absolutely.
Or like put on a really sexy bra and just pull it down a bit and just go, just so you know, that's what I'm wearing today. And then it's like, bang. You know, they've got that image in their head. And then I think about making it a little bit more fun. Like, we often talk about sex toys and just like a few things that you can bring into your relationship that are not hardcore. Because look, Georgia and I are not into it. If you are into it, that's great. But like, sex toys can be small, discreet, and really pleasurable. And I think if you can have those open and honest conversations with your partner and say, listen, I want to do this. Like, for me, I can only have penetrative sex if I'm using if I'm also using like a small bullet of some description. So there's like double things going on. And like, I think you need to find your flow with that. It's absolutely okay to like be bringing, you know, be bringing fun play things with you. Like, why not?
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what as well? You can buy like those little bullets and the cock rings and all that kind of stuff like on your food shop. So it's not like you don't have to, you've not got to go out of your way to find these things, and they're not expensive. It can just be like an addition. And also it's quite funny if you're unpacking your food shop together and you're unpacking these things and they don't know that
you've got them,
they don't know you've ordered them.
It can be like, oh, Cumberland sausages. Excellent. Like Poundland selling dildos for not a pound, for 7-8, and I think the most expensive one was £10, but they were like proper decent.
Hugo, what do I do? We have no help with childcare, so basically don't get time together. Haven't had sex in 3 years and have had two date nights since she was born. She's 3 in August. Our sex life has never been the same.
Oh. Well, we feel you. Again, we hear
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Yeah. Exactly. I think it's one of those things, isn't it? It's like we've said before, it's getting back into the rhythm. If it's been 3 years, it will feel like so much more of a bigger deal in your head.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's like ripping a plaster off, but sometimes it is. Like,
I really agree with you, G. It's like you've kind of got to try. And I think, unfortunately, it's going to have to come from you. You know, you're the one that's you're obviously thinking about it a lot, and you just don't know where your partner is in their head at the moment. So maybe if you're the one that's just starting the conversation off by saying, look, it has been a really long time, I want to do something about it, what can we do? Can we schedule in, even if it's sitting in the garden for an hour after the kids have gone to bed, and just have a picnic? Going on a date doesn't mean dropping 200 quid at the restaurant. It's about putting the remote control down and having one-on-one time with the person that you love.
Yeah, exactly. And just really taking advantage of the time when the kids are in bed, or that, you know, or they're at nursery or they're wherever they are. Because, yeah, exactly. Like date nights, I was saying, from, you know, Saturday night, dropping all that money on a takeaway, we'd have been happy with Nando's in the garden. In fact, it would have been lovely. You know, it doesn't matter. It can just be anything. You know what, even right now we'd probably be happy to go and walk around the park and have an ice cream on our own. Just getting those moments and sort of utilizing them rather than doing other mundane stuff when you do get the time, like on your own.
And also, you know, some people find the bedroom really unsexy. I mean, I definitely went through that for a period because I was breastfeeding in the bed and the bed, you know, and then baby was there, right there. And then it was like, I just found the whole concept of having sex in the bedroom really, it just turned me off. I just didn't want to do it at all for a really long time. So I don't know whether, I'm not suggesting that you like go crazy on the kitchen island, but you might want to do that. Maybe even just mixing it up and, you know, get the remote control, turn the television off and just jump the bones. That would be a start. And if that's too much for you, then just start kissing in a different room and just see what happens. Like, I think we put such a barrier up there when it's been such a long time, that this elephant in the room, and then it's like, well, they're not saying anything, I'm not saying anything. Oh, and then it becomes, like Georgia said, more of an issue.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think, yeah, absolutely. I think you've just got to talk. talk first. Talk
first, jump second.
Yes.
So we'll be back right after this.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Now, where were we?
I'm 9 months postpartum and have zero sex drive. I'm wondering if it will ever come back.
Firstly, 9 months postpartum isn't that long, really, in the grand scheme of things. There's no set time. Some people feel ready after a few weeks. Some people don't feel ready for, you know, years. So don't worry about the time frame, firstly. I think it does come back.
It definitely comes back. Yeah, definitely does. But you need to give yourself a break. And sex drive is often driven by what's going on hormonally as well. It can be affected by diet and exercise and obviously hormones and everything like that. So there's going to be like different factors as to why you're feeling like that. But you're probably just a really knackered mum who needs to have a break. You're 29 months old, which means you've done 5 of those months in lockdown where you haven't been able to be, you know, out and about doing all the things that you would normally do with your friends, giving you that buzz. A lot of the time, if we're feeling a bit low and a bit isolated, you know, the last thing we want to do is take our clothes off. So I think, look, maybe just have a little Google, because there's definitely foods that you can eat to boost your sex drive, and just give it a little bit more time and talk to your partner.
Yeah, and also just, you know, let yourself do things for you. So like, don't feel guilty, let yourself go. You know, like if you want to go and do something, don't feel guilty like we have in the past about saying, listen, I need an hour to myself, or I want to spend an hour doing my hair today because I haven't done it for months. It's actually okay. And all of those things can impact the way you feel when it comes to sex. Like I know definitely for me, if I don't feel good in the way I look, I'm not up for it in any way. Yeah. So you just got to know, I guess, what it is for you.
Yeah, agreed.
When your partner gives you the silent treatment, I feel so lonely solo parenting. Please keep me anonymous. Yeah,
of course you will. Oh, well, that's awful. And I'm so sorry that you're going through that and that you're feeling isolated. Listen, there is absolutely nothing worse than when your partner gives you the silent treatment. And Georgia and I have definitely experienced that. We've been on the phone to each other going, our husbands are not talking to us. All I can say to you is the worst thing, and it's really selfish actually when they do that, because they're only thinking about themselves in that moment. For whatever reason, your partner is not in great shape right now, and he doesn't want to, or she doesn't want to talk about it. So the worst thing that you can do is try and push them on it. But where does that leave you? So I definitely feel this. It doesn't happen very often, but when it does, I don't deal with it very well, because I'm like a fixer. So I'm like, what's wrong? What's wrong? Tell me what's wrong. Are you okay? Are you okay? And then I just get like,
you know, he's like, get away, I don't want to talk to you. So what I would say to you is if you can, very much on your own, try and focus on what makes you happy. So forget about your partner. Obviously your partner makes you happy, but let's think about the things that make you happy. You've got a gorgeous baby that you're, you know, that you're being a brilliant pet, brilliant mum to. Try and see some friends, try and keep yourself as busy as possible, try and exercise if you can, you know, do all of those things to make you feel good, because we cannot rely on somebody else to make us happy.
It has to come from within.
And let them get on with being pissed off and giving you the silent treatment for a while, if that's the way they want to behave. At a certain point, you're going to have to sit them down and say, listen, I'm not putting up with this any longer. What is going on?
I totally agree. I think giving them this, you know, giving them space, because some people, like, that's the way they like to deal with it, but also being there for them, knowing that they can talk to you as well, and also just knowing that it's not your fault, like, yeah. it's nothing to do, well, I don't know what the reason is, but it doesn't sound like it's anything to do with you. No. Axel's just running.
Axel, you're not involved in this.
No, this is not a chat for you.
So I think the word,
yeah, it's just remembering, like, not to put the blame on yourself, I think, too, and, you know, knowing that it's their issue that they can't talk.
Oh, I just feel for you. Give me a call. I'm going to be there for this lovely lady. How have you kept up any kind of grooming beauty with the salon shut? Well, firstly, we have not. Absolutely not. Audrey and I have been home tanning for the last 4 months. We've been using Vogue, Bare by Vogue, which is brilliant. We've been using Amanda Harrington's tan, which we love.
Yeah, I love that tan on the face. It's amazing.
Isn't it? I haven't had my hair coloured since the 22nd of January. So I've now got,
I think, like, I'm the same. I'm like, yeah, the beginning of Jan. I've got a hair appointment at the end of July and I cannot wait, but it feels like ages.
Oh, you're going to hate me. Mine's on the 7th of July. That's next week, baby. No, in answer to your question, we haven't done any of that really. I desperately need to do my moustache. I haven't had my eyebrows threaded.
I mean, no, I've had nothing. I bought a UV lamp to do my nails, but even then I get to the evenings and I'm like, can't bother to do that.
Our nails done, do you remember?
Oh my god, don't. It's so weird, isn't it? I am looking forward to going back though to all of that again, just purely for the pamper.
Oh, the pamper,
just to sit there and have something, someone else do something for me. That's all it is.
Someone sent us a message going, jealousy in relationships.
Oh, this is a tough one, isn't it,
Georgia?
Jealousy in relationships. I think depending on what has caused the jealousy is how you tackle it. Yeah. Like if it's something that's happened in the past, if someone's done something to the other person and there's jealousy there, then I think there has to be a certain level of acceptance from the person who's done the forgiving. Because if you've decided you're going to forgive that person for that, whatever they've done, yeah, that's to make you jealous, then you've forgiven them, and it's all, yep, you have to move on. And if you can't, then the relationship probably isn't going to work, because for me, like, everything is around trust.
Totally.
I don't know what, I'm assuming it's like jealousy about other people, but it might not be. It could be jealousy in their careers or jealousy around, spending time at home with, you know, spending more time at home with the kids, or not spending so much time at home with the kids, whatever it is. Jealousy is a really, I think it's a really, really, like, it's a bad thing to have in a relationship.
A really difficult one. I always try and remember that a jealous person is an insecure person. So jealousy is the emotion that comes out of their mouths, but jealousy is not the root of the issue. There will be something going on with that person to make them feel jealous, whether it's something that's happened in their past, an insecurity about them, you know, an insecurity around, you know, being in a relationship for whatever reason, something's happened, you know, all of that sort of stuff. But really, you need to get to the root cause of it, because people are only interested, really, everyone wants to be loved and everyone wants to love. And so all of these emotions that come out, hurt, anger, jealousy, it all stems from a feeling of either not being, thinking that they're not worthy, thinking that they don't deserve it, and then feeling of insecurity around certain things. So if you can get to the root of that and you can have those open and honest conversations, there's only so many times you can say to somebody, I'm not going to cheat, or no, I'm not texting my ex, or whatever it is. But actually, you can say it to your blue in the face until they actually have some self-worth.
Yeah,
it's pointless. So find out what is really going on with that person.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's one of those things you just absolutely got to address and try and tackle.
Yeah,
my favourite one, does still get gaffer taped up?
Yeah, shout out to Will Gallimore, who's my husband's best mate. Does Dawes still get gaffer taped up? I've never gaffer taped him up. What he's done in the past with you is question.
But no, I love it. What do you talk about? My partner would prefer to sit on his phone watching videos.
Oh, they all want to do that sometimes.
Yeah, they do.
Funny videos. I sometimes turn around to doors and go, oh, I've lost you, haven't I? Because he's just straight down to his phone. It's so rude. It really gets up my nose.
Yeah, me too. We try and have, like, not rules, because rules at home are a bit annoying, but, you know, rules around when you can fall into that phone hole of, you know, just switching off and looking at stupid stuff. So definitely never at the dinner table. Also, yeah, because that really annoys me, actually, especially if we're all sitting down having dinner and James will just start laughing at something on his phone, which, for instance, Axel can't watch. I think that's really unfair. Unless you're going to share it with everybody, then cool, but no. And then in the evenings, in fact, because I've said to you before, we're sleeping on bunk beds in Axel's room at the moment. So we don't get time to just lay in bed. You know, like I really, really miss that. Like, I'm really looking forward to that about having, when we get back in our new room. It's just laying in bed and having a chat and whatever. So we're absolutely not going to bring a phone into our bedroom anymore. We're going to have alarm clocks so that we don't have to have it there.
We did a podcast with Madeline Shaw, didn't we? And she basically this was a while back, this was last year, but she told us to put our phones in a box and put them to bed every evening. So do what you need to do, set yourself a time, set 7 o'clock, and you go, good night, phone, and you put the phone and you leave it in the kitchen, and then you go about your evening with your partner. And at that point you have to talk to them, or you just watch telly, you cuddle in. But what you're not doing is focusing all your energies on watching a stupid video of a person, you know, flying into some water. Like, it's you can tell.
The
video, they went so high. So I think if you can try and do that. But in answer to your question, what do we talk about? We talk about everything, we talk about nothing. And that's fine.
Yeah. And I think sometimes just finding your common interests again. Like at the moment, we're talking about house stuff, and which is lovely because we actually are both interested in it, you know, like picking this and picking that. And it's really, really nice. But when that's gone, I mean, God knows what we'll talk about. We have to find something else. What will you pick?
How can anyone have sex after a third degree tear? It's been 9 months and I just can't. Oh, my love, I hear you. It's exactly what I had. We'll do some show notes on this, but there is an amazing oil that you can use on the vagina, which basically softens the scar tissue. Because what happens after a third degree tear is obviously you tear straight through the muscles, straight through all the flesh. And then as the scar tissue tries to repair itself, it doesn't form as it was. So you're going to get lumps and bumps, and you're going to get soreness, and the actual new tissue that's forming there is obviously quite raw and quite sore. Absolutely, it's still difficult sometimes for me now. But I tell you what, lube has to be your best friend. Don't go near a penis or, you know, near a dildo without a shit ton of lube, and get some really good stuff that you invest in, because having sex without it, even now 2 years on, very painful for me. So it was actually a bit of a turning point when I got my head around the fact that lube has to be part of it. And also just gently, like we spoke about earlier, if you don't want to have penetrative sex, you can do outer course, you can do vulva gazing, you can do, masturbation, you can do whatever you like. It doesn't have to be full-blown sex.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's also, it's just when you're ready as well.
Yeah.
You know, if you were, you know, if you were in a car crash, no one expects you to go and run the marathon the next year. So just slowly, slowly, just getting your confidence back, I guess.
Definitely. Definitely.
Can we all just give a round of applause to Georgia as well? Because Georgia is grown up now. Georgia is actually a wealth of knowledge when it comes to sex and relationships. But thank you, Georgia.
Now, the new me.
No, but on a serious note, G, you're actually such a fountain. Like, Georgia and I have conversations around our relationships and dating and sex privately. And I know that, you know, she's actually one of the most knowledgeable people, you know, like you go to Georgia to get really good, solid advice.
Aww.
So for you to be able to kind of open up as well to talk about it in a really safe place, which is what we're doing here at Made by Mama. So thank you. And thank you for sending in all of your questions. That was amazing.
Yes. Thank you so much. I love doing this. I love this new podcast look.
Yeah, for Fridays.
So shall we do our favorite products around like date night, relationships, obviously sex for you? I won't be sharing my favorite sex toys. That's a step too far for
that's
me.
That's fine.
But yeah, go on, you kick us off.
So the vagina oil that I was talking about is from a brand called Nessa.
It's
Vagina Victory Oil, and it's basically organic collagen boosting oil for the most intimate skin. So basically, this is for, it's cruelty free, 100% natural, always organic, certified vegan as well, which I love. And it's basically, it kind of helps you prepare for childbirth, and it also provides the relief for afterwards, kind of dryness, redness, scarring, and just general discomfort. I've been using it for about a month now. I'm really seeing some signs of improvement on the scar tissue, and also just like a general feeling of like health down there, if that makes sense. It's just not a sore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, so we like that one.
So this is more of a date night idea. There's so many like meal kits and, you know, snazzy takeaways you can get at the moment. But one of our favourites is patty and bun. So if you've ever had the burgers, they are unbelievable. But across the UK now, they'll deliver the kit to make them. And it's quite a nice thing to do together. It's not difficult. It probably only take, you know, like 20 minutes to make.
Definitely.
And then sit down and eat together. I think that's a really lovely one.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah, and I mean, if burgers aren't your thing, then there's loads of other ones. But I think cooking together is actually quite a nice thing to do if you're in a nice, you know, having a glass of wine, leisurely cooking together. It's a nice little thing to do.
Yeah, love that one. My second product for me is the Lilo Mona Wave, and this is a vibrator. It is great for your G-spot. It's also a sex massager as well, so you can use it in other areas. And it's just, it looks pretty. It's waterproof, and like the Lilo ones, they are the best ones in my eyes. So, yeah. And it's got like, it's like a beautiful kind of rose color with white on the end. I like
lovely. Aesthetically, you can put it on your display on your shelf along with your coffee table books.
Oh god.
Oh well, this is another date night idea. So when we first had Axel, we, you know, it's hard to think of things to do in the evening when you're used to going out. What can you do at home that's fun? So we started having Spanish lessons, and we were absolutely useless, like properly useless. But it was really funny, and we became quite competitive with each other, who was better. But I've noticed Airbnb, so there's a section which is experiences.
Yeah.
And so obviously no one's really traveling anymore and doing these experiences in different cities, so a lot of the people are doing them at home. So you could do like a Zoom call learning to make sushi, or you could do a Zoom call learning Spanish, or learning to make paella, or whatever it is. But I just think that's really fun. I've also seen people doing like cocktail tasting and things like that.
It's a nice idea, isn't it?
Yeah, it is really nice. And it's not just for, you know, now when we can't really go to many places. It's a great idea if you've just had a baby and you're not ready to leave them with anybody. That's something fun you can do at home.
Yeah, I love that.
So,
one.
Yeah.
And my last one, and I think we all deserve this after 4 months in lockdown, is just to invest in a really amazing underwear set. I just think, you know, what have we done beauty wise to ourselves for the last few months? Like, nothing. We haven't been able to get our hair done, nails done, no waxing, you know.
we deserve to be pampered right this second. So I think you don't even need to spend that much money. M&S do some really, really lovely sets, you know.
Nessa Porter
have got a really great sale on at the moment. Agent Provocateur, we love. Elle Macpherson. There's some really great brands out there. So yeah, I mean, if you can spend 30 or 40 quid, you know, why not just, and it will spice
it. Yeah, hit the sales. It's a great time for sales at the moment. Yeah. So yeah, go on those websites which you wouldn't normally, you know, treat yourself to, and go for it.
Go for it. And that's
my gosh, our short episode has been long again. Sorry, guys.
Not when we're talking about sex. As always, we would love you to rate, review and subscribe to the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. You can also send us a little message.
Yeah, at Made by Mamas on Zoe's own channel at Zoe Hardman, and please do vote for us for the Listener's Choice Awards at the British Podcast Awards. We've given all the details on how to do this on our Instagram, and we'll keep popping it up. There isn't long to vote, so if you get 5 minutes, please do. We would really, really appreciate that. And we will see you on Tuesday.
Can't wait. See you then.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.